This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that resignation is in the air. No, really, it is. The Boris Johnson resignation, the president of Sri Lanka, the prime minister of Sri Lanka, the boss over there resigning. There's a call by the New York Times, an elite editorial, for John Roberts to resign. And Bill O'Reilly, who has a pretty well-developed nose for news, believes that many Democrats, including very powerful Democrats, have come to the conclusion that it's necessary for Joe Biden to resign. Bill O'Reilly, of course, has no need for an introduction beyond the fact that he still remains the most consistently successful cable television talk show host in history, and he has just written his, I think it's 16th bestseller and number one bestseller of his amazing series of books, the Killing series. This one is called Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists, and sure enough, I watched it reach number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Bill, congratulations on the book. But are you serious about expecting Joe Biden very possibly to resign his presidency?
30% chance of it. So the New York Times comes out with a poll that says only 26% of Democrats want Biden to run again. And his poll numbers are now at the lowest level ever. Now they're in the mid-30s. And independent voters have turned against him. So it's almost impossible that he runs again in 2024. Got no constituency. Whoever primaries him will beat him in the primary, and he'd be embarrassed and humiliated. But the Democratic Party understands that if they have to ride out another year or so with Biden after the midterms, they'll keep him for the midterms, that they'll have virtually no chance to win the presidency in 24 unless Michelle Obama would run. That would change the equation. Biden is failing on every level. There's nothing he's doing that is improving the country. Working class people are getting hammered by inflation. The economy, he says he's created all these jobs. He really hasn't, because his zero baseline is when the country shut down because of COVID. It's dishonest propaganda. And a recession is looming, which is going to hurt working Americans even more. And how do I know that? Well, all you have to do is look at the producer price index, which is the wholesale prices that grocery stores, other stores pay for products. It's up about 11%. So that means that in the next few months, that cost will be passed on to Americans. They'll pay higher prices for everything, maybe not gasoline, but food and clothing and things like that. Gasoline seems to be stabilizing now at a very high level. So anyway, I don't see how Biden can avoid staying there. I mean, he's got to do something. And if there's no hope, and I don't think there is, then why wouldn't he resign for the good of the party? And they'll say it's for health reasons. You know what they'll do, Michael.
Yeah, they would, of course, say it was for health reasons, and that would provoke some kind of a wave of sympathy, I would imagine. However, the difficulty is that the presidency doesn't stay open, and the presidency can't be sort of handed to Michelle Obama or someone who would be a more formidable candidate. The new president would be the one person who polls worse than Biden. Who's Kamala Harris?
But
what do you do about that?
She's a placeholder. So why would it matter? So she'll be there, and then she'd appoint somebody as vice president.
Are you saying that you think one of the things that happened is Gerald Ford was not a tower of charisma. He actually, I think, is often underrated. But once Gerald Ford was installed as president, taking over from Richard Nixon, and he had never even faced an election, he had enough support to beat Ronald Reagan in a primary struggle. Do you think that Kamala Harris would take over the presidency and then say, okay, I'm only going to be here for 2 years?
Well, she wouldn't say
she run?
No. I mean, she could run, but she'll lose. I mean, nobody likes Kamala Harris. And every time she opens her mouth, it's a tragedy. So what is she going to get? All of a sudden, she's going to wise up and be brilliant and a
No, it's just that people tend to rally behind an incumbent, particularly at a time of perceived crisis. And I suspect that all of a sudden, if Kamala Harris takes over for Joe Biden, that she would get a great deal of public support from Democrats, who, of course, will determine who is going to be the nominee for their party.
Well, look, we're not in the model of the 1970s anymore, so independent voters decide who wins the elections now. And independent voters have turned against Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in great numbers. Unless Kamala Harris has a magic wand and can improve the economy and inflation, which I don't believe she can because I don't believe the woman has any skill set at all for national politics, then somebody is going to run against her for the primary, Democratic primary, and defeat her because she doesn't have a wide body of popularity. And she is not able to convince people that she can do the job. So she gets worse polling numbers than Biden does. And again, the only way you come back from that is if you accomplish something. And I can't see in this country how either Biden or Harris have the skill to solve any of our vexing problems. They certainly haven't demonstrated it so far. They've made things worse.
And you assume, don't you, that whether it's Kamala Harris or Joe Biden, that the Democratic president is going to be facing at least a Republican House of Representatives?
Yes. I think they'll lose the Senate to the Democrats in November. People are very, very angry, and that mobilizes people coming out to the poll. They're angry. It's an emotion. They're angry at Trump. That's why Trump lost. Okay, they didn't like him. So it motivated people who ordinarily wouldn't vote to vote against Trump. They didn't vote for Biden. They voted against Trump. That's why Biden won. So now they're angry because their wallets are suffering, and I mean they're suffering a lot. And meantime, the Democratic stalwarts, particularly the minority communities, they're not real thrilled about what's going on with Biden Harris. I mean, you don't hear a lot of African Americans, Kamala Harris, the greatest thing, do you? Because
no.
African Americans are getting hammered. So when you have across the board suffering, there's going to be a change, and a big change. And I see that coming in November.
Okay. Now you mentioned Trump. And right now, the big discussion, the New York Magazine just has a big new piece where they are predicting that President Trump will announce his candidacy before the November midterm elections, even though that would hurt his fundraising, because then if he's an announced candidate, he has to have limits on what people can give him to support his candidacy. And there's word that Trump has just spent a great deal of money refurbishing the Boeing 757 that was called Trump Force One that he used during his 2016 campaign has been refurbished and is ready to hit the skies by the fall. So the question becomes, Trump, should he announce before the November midterms? And whether he does or not, is he the inevitable Republican nominee against Kamala Harris or whoever fulfills her term? We will get to that and more
with Bill Riley.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to welcome back to the show Bill O'Reilly. His latest book actually was his 18th number one bestseller that puts him in a stratosphere of success, particularly on the nonfiction bestseller list. The new book is, which was released on May 3rd, is called Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists. And Bill O'Reilly has also raised some hackles and gotten some additional attention from a very recent commentary suggesting the possibility of a Joe Biden resignation. Okay, so that brings us to, you assume that Kamala Harris would be a placeholder president, would have no chance of winning the nomination on her own. So the question becomes, who then is the likely Democratic nominee, and would that nominee be facing President Trump or Ron DeSantis? There's this whole back and forth going on now between Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. Would that be likely to be the choice that we are facing in 2024?
Well, all I can tell you is what the individuals want to do. So the big three that run the Democratic Party are Barack Obama, David Axelrod, his consigliere when he was in office for 8 years, and Bill Clinton. A lot of people don't understand that Bill Clinton is still a force inside the Democratic Party. So they all know that Joe Biden is done. He's Boris Johnson. He has no constituency even in his own party, as the New York Times poll shows. So they're looking around. They know that Kamala Harris's poll numbers are dismal, and she has performed in a way that Americans do not feel she's competent to run the country. They know all this because it's not PhD stuff. And so who else is going to be their standard bearer in 24? Well, the one name that they'd love to have is Michelle Obama. She's number one by far on the wish list. But I don't know whether Michelle Obama wants to put herself through the grinder of being torn to pieces every single day, which she would be. Now, the mainstream media will, of course, support her in a heartbeat, but we live in an age that's way different than even 5 years ago when I was doing Fox News. So all of the corporate media has declined in influence drastically, and it's the Internet that drives information, many times false information, but that's where it is. So Michelle Obama has to make a decision. Does she want to put herself through this horror to rule or govern the country? I don't know how she will do it. I don't know her that well. I know her a little bit, but I don't know. Newsom's already in. You don't spend money in Florida taunting the governor, DeSantis, unless you're running against him. And that's what Newsom sees. Newsom sees that Harris and Biden are not going to be contenders. Michelle Obama's a wild card, so why not me, Gavin Newsom, hair, mousse, and all? So he launched, and he got a lot of attention. That's what he wanted. He wants people to know who he is, his progressive left charger. And here he comes. On the Republican side, Trump is going to run, and, you know, he's raised all the money to do so. You're correct in the sense that if he announces too early, that cuts his fundraising down. I don't know. I haven't spoken to him in a while, you know, what his time frame is. But I suspect he will announce after the midterms. So probably January 23, he'll tease everybody up until that point. He'd want to see what the composition is and who won, because you put together a 50-state campaign based on who's in power in those states. Other than him, DeSantis is the second most popular Republican. He's got a good record in Florida. He could get the nomination if Trump doesn't run. I don't see a Trump-DeSantis primary because DeSantis is too much to lose there. He's a young man. 4 years from now, he could 28, he can run again. Does he want to really alienate all the MAGA people? Because you would have to attack Trump if you're going to run against him. So it's more likely that Nikki Haley or somebody like that will run against Trump, and she'll get pounded. Trump will beat her. You know, the other Republicans and Democrats around aren't well known enough to really define themselves at this point.
So you could actually envision, it's kind of interesting to envision a Michelle Obama Donald Trump debate.
Nasty. Yeah, I don't think Trump would debate her. I don't think Trump would do it.
Interesting.
Yeah, because it's just the minefield that he would have to walk in there. You know, everything he said would be racist. Every criticism he made would be racist. Why does he want to do
sexist.
That?
Or
Yeah, I mean, if I were advising Trump, I'd say you don't need that. Everybody knows who you are. They know what you did. Run on your record. Michelle Obama, I don't think she wants to be anywhere near Donald Trump. Maybe they could debate by Zoom five states away or something. I don't know.
Right. Well, didn't they do that third debate with, they were supposed to do a second debate by Zoom, and then Trump didn't want to do that with Biden before he came back because of the interruptions of COVID. Okay. In terms of Michelle Obama actually winning the Democratic primary, I assume if she decided she wanted to run, she would clear the field, don't you think?
Yes. Nobody ran against her. She'd win. Look, she knows she can get the Democratic nomination just by saying, I'll do it. She's not going to have to primary. They're not going to have to do anything like that. They just give it to her. And I think that's pretty well established.
Who's Trump's running mate in 24?
You know, he doesn't know yet.
It's not
it's
Mike
possible
Pence,
he would put DeSantis on the second. One of them would have to move out of Florida. But it's possible that he would do it. But, you know, he's so mercurial, you can't predict that kind of stuff with Donald Trump.
You can predict with Bill O'Reilly that if he turns his attention to another book in the Killing series, that it will be another number one bestseller. You can catch up with all of his commentaries and all of the content at BillO'Reilly.com. And still one, always one of the more provocative and stimulating voices in terms of media commentary. Speaking of media commentary and Ron DeSantis, there's actually a response by an ad by Ron DeSantis, who, by the way, has $111 million in his war chest for his reelection bid, which is almost sure to be successful in Florida. But he's using some of that money for a response ad to Governor Gavin Newsom. Is this a preview of coming attractions, or when you have the biggest war chest in the country right now for a gubernatorial candidate, just a little bit of an indulgence to get back at your potential rival for the top job? We will get to that and to more coming up on the Medved Show.
Your voice will matter.
The Michael Medved Show.
So I've just got one question for you. Are you fired up?
Your outlet.
Are you ready to go?
For outrage.
Fired up.
This is ready the Michael Medved Show.
Let's go change the world.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is taking a victory lap on the bipartisan gun safety bill that he recently signed into law.
This has taken too long with too much of a trail of bloodshed and carnage, but lives will be saved today and tomorrow.
The bill includes expansions to the background check review process, as well as grants for states to implement critical intervention programs. It also backs mental health services for communities and schools. The Texas Department of Public Safety says the Uvalde County District Attorney is preventing the release of a hallway video from a recent school shooting. The Texas House Special Committee investigating the shooting at Robb Elementary School wants the 77 minutes of video showing the police response to the shooting made available for public viewing. USA Radio News.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm a little nervous because I don't want to sound like an idiot.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, former President Trump has announced that the Boeing 757 that he used with so much fanfare during his 2016 campaign. He used the real Air Force One, of course, when he was president, but the Boeing 757 that was called Trump Force One has been refurbished and is now ready to hit the skies. I don't know how you hit the skies, but is ready to take off and soar again by this fall. What's important about by this fall? Well, it will be helping to transport him around the country to show his support for Trump-based candidates in the midterm elections. Last May, Trump mentioned that the plane needed updates. After visiting the parked jet, he said one engine is missing parts, the other is shrink-wrapped in plastic. The cost to fix and get it flyable could reach well into the high six figures. That was a price tag that Trump doesn't appear to be dealing with, or didn't appear to be dealing with in May, but apparently has. Money has been paid. There have been, people have estimated that Trump has collected in his Save America campaign some over $200 million. It's a great, great deal of money of people who have contributed to his campaign. The other guy who has plenty of money, $111 million for winning re-election as governor of Florida, where he's heavily favored to win anyway, is Ron DeSantis. And you may remember that Gavin Newsom actually played an ad from his campaign, from the Newsom for Governor campaign in Florida. And why? Well, to tease Governor DeSantis, who they obviously know each other. but also to get the idea of Gavin Newsom for president off the ground. It was with a little banjo playing in the background, America the Beautiful, and talking about why people from Florida should move to California, because California still had freedom. Florida was no longer free. This is the way that Ron DeSantis responded to the accusations against the Sunshine State from the governor of the Golden State, Gavin Newsom. Listen.
Well, look, I'm just like this. Everyone wants to talk about me in Florida. I mean, like, I'm just sitting here in the middle of me doing my job. I can just tell you this. I was born and raised in this state, and until the last few years, I rarely, if ever, saw a California license plate in the state of Florida. You now see a lot of them. I can tell you, if you go to California, you ain't seen very many Florida license plates.
And, again, obviously rising to the bait, this is good for Newsom to have this little rivalry going on. And, yes, it is certainly good for DeSantis. There's somebody else, and this is fascinating to me, is that Bill Richardson, remember, he was one of those people who ran for president. He wanted the nomination, running against originally John Edwards and Hillary and Obama. He didn't win, didn't make much progress, but he's a former UN ambassador and a former governor of New Mexico. And he is known for having made trips to North Korea and elsewhere to get Americans liberated. It looks like Governor Bill Richardson, Democrat, and by the way, despite his name, he identifies as Latino because his mother was born in Mexico City. But he was born here in the United States. He's still eligible to run for president, though I don't think that's on topic. What is on topic is Brittany Griner. And with the WNBA now demonstrating in her behalf and her writing to Biden basically pleading for help in getting the heck out of Moscow and prison there, he's going to, Governor Richardson, do something about it by traveling to Moscow, and who knows what he will offer Putin and how he will do it, but hoping to get Brittany Griner home. Listen, this is clip 7.
Bill Richardson has been instrumental in other high-profile deals, a source telling ABC News that Richardson is now working with Griner's family and is expected in Moscow in the next couple weeks. This morning, Brittany Griner, one of the game's most visible female athletes, couldn't be further from her dominance on the court. The ongoing effort to bring Brittany home has applied pressure to the Biden administration to broker a deal. Now news that Bill Richardson, a former governor and ambassador to the UN, who has worked privately for years as an international negotiator, is heading to Moscow. In Chicago, Griner's wife, Sherelle, thankful Brittany is not being forgotten.
Thank you again for keeping my wife's name and legacy very visible while she's not here on U.S. soil.
Okay, will Brittany Griner be coming home eventually? Let us hope the United States doesn't have to give up any kind of either anything practical or substantive regarding the evil regime under Vladimir Putin. Is it true that the U.S. population has grown by 800% since 1989? 800% means 8 times. That means that, we would have, what would we have? We'd have more than 2 trillion people? I believe it's close to that. 2 billion people, actually. It's not quite trillion, but if you go from 300 million times 8, yeah, you're talking about 2.4 trillion people, something on that regard. Is that what we have? Well, actually, Ilhan Omar thinks so. She makes this comment about packing the Supreme Court based upon some really remarkable figures about the U.S. population. Clip 9.
Congress can change the number of justices on the court at any time, and has done so 7 times throughout our history. Since 1989, the last time the court was expanded, the U.S. population has grown by over 800%. Yet the court has stayed stagnant at 9 justices. In the face of a stolen seat, a sitting justice implicated in a coup attempt, and a dangerous crisis of legitimacy, this common sense reform should absolutely be at the table.
Okay, a couple of mistakes here. The court has not had 9 justices since 1989. The court was not expanded in 1989. It was expanded last in 1869. And I know that Ilhan Omar is not noted for her deep immersion in American history, but the idea that this idea, which Franklin Roosevelt always considered to be his most serious political mistake when he endorsed court packing and then lost horribly and embarrassingly in 1937. This is appalling. I'll tell you what else is appalling. There was a justice of the Supreme Court who got chased out of a D.C. restaurant by protesters who recognized him. And the idea that that would be defended by a member of the Biden cabinet, that's appalling. I mean, it's sad. And a presidential contender, is he? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
I am beyond honored and excited for
the Michael Medved Show.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is, of course, tremendous hysteria on every side and all around, particularly coming from the left right now, regarding the idea that abortion is going to be banned, it's going to be blocked, it's going to be made illegal everywhere. Everywhere across the country. Why do they believe that? There is a great unanimity on the part of a lot of prognosticators and analysts on CNN and on MSNBC and CBS, all of whom are saying that if, as expected, the Republicans come in with a strong majority in the House of Representatives, their first action will be constructing a nationwide ban on abortion. And that would mean that even those states that are strongly pro-life, that currently have strongly pro-choice, that are pro-abortion, that have measures in place that make abortion easy to get, that those states will be overruled by a federal government that will then ban all abortions. So goodbye to abortion in California and New Jersey and Massachusetts and the state of Washington and the state of Oregon and all across the country, including those places that have very liberal and open abortion access. Now, this is so ridiculous. And again, given the fact that neither Mitch McConnell nor Kevin McCarthy are stupid, and given the fact that neither of them are particular fanatics, the notion that this plan would be followed or should be followed, it should just be disabused and thrown away right now. First of all, it's not at all clear that it is unconstitutional. Think about it for a moment. That right now you have a problem with a bunch of states that have legalized drugs of various kinds and in different forms. And if you want to pass a big federal bill overruling those state laws that are permitting those drugs, well, you can't really do that. And it doesn't really work that way, which is why it is still illegal to buy, sell, and deal with to deal with various drugs like marijuana That may be true, but states have the right to make it legal. So the notion that you are going to succeed without a constitutional amendment of some kind, which would be impossible to pass, you're going to succeed in a nationwide abortion ban, is, it's not plausible. And the Democrats know that. They are simply trying to mobilize people, to get people upset, to believe that in places where abortion is not at all at risk in terms of its availability, that the Republicans are going to come in and they're going to make it just like Handmaid's Tale, and it's all going to be like Gilead, where there are women being hanged for various misdeeds and being reduced to basically subhuman status, which is basically what Republicans are being accused of. Now, with all of that fervor, that leads people to do outrageous things like basically attacking a justice of the Supreme Court, Associate Justice, when he's out at a D.C. restaurant, and being chasing Justice Brett Kavanaugh out of that restaurant. And what was his crime? His crime, of course, was voting with the majority, with five other justices, to overturn Roe v. Wade. What's shocking is not that that happened, because that's happened before. It's happened to other members of Congress. It's happened to other judges. I mean, people come to the homes of Supreme Court justices and demonstrated and been threatening. But what's shocking is that someone like Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, found a way to defend those protesters on Fox News. Listen, this is clip two.
Your husband tweeted after Justice Brett Kavanaugh left a Washington restaurant due to protesters. The tweet reads, "Sounds like he just wanted some privacy to make his own dining decisions." Is that appropriate, sir?
Look, when public officials go into public life, we should expect two things. One, you should always be free from violence, harassment, and intimidation. And two, you're never going to be free from criticism or peaceful protest, people exercising their First Amendment rights. Okay. And that's what happened in this case. Remember, the justice never even came into contact with these protesters, reportedly didn't see or hear them. And these protesters are upset because a right, an important right, that the majority of Americans support was taken away.
Understood.
Not only the right to choose, by the way, but this justice was part of the process stripping away the right to privacy. As long as I've been alive, settled case law in the United States has been that the Constitution protected a right to privacy, and that has now been thrown out the window by justices, including Justice Kavanaugh, who, as I recall, swore up and down in front of God and everyone, including the United States Congress, that they were going to leave settled case law alone. So, yes, people are upset. They're going to exercise their First Amendment rights.
Okay. Does exercising First Amendment rights include intruding in people's private lives and demonstrating at their homes? And it's a shame that Secretary Buttigieg found it in his heart to take that position. Not so surprising that Rage Against the Machine, playing their first show in 11 years, they were in East Troy, Wisconsin. And during one of their songs, the band featured pro-abortion messages and anti-Supreme Court messages on stage, and with a big sign behind them as they were performing that said, "Abort the Supreme Court." And here's what the song sounded like. Okay, and then they put up other signs behind them with this completely seductive music. Forced birth in a country where black birth givers, I guess that's the way you say mothers, where black birth givers experience maternal mortality two to three times higher than that of white birth givers. This is interesting because, again, they don't talk about the level of fetal mortality with the abortion right, end quotes, that they are trying to defend. And then they put forced birth in a country that is the only wealthy country in the world without any guaranteed paid parental leave at the national level. And then forced birth in a country where gun violence is the number one cause of death among children and teenagers. The connection there, I don't fully understand. In fact, don't even begin to understand. The term forced birth ignores the fact that even those people who are profoundly pro-life and deeply opposed to abortion favor exceptions to protect the life and usually the health of the mother. In fact, many of the pieces of legislation that have provoked challenge before the Supreme Court, like the Mississippi law that limited abortion to the first 15 weeks of pregnancy, it also created an exception for the life of the mother to protect the life of the mother. A forced birth, of course, does not suggest that at all. When we come back, there's a huge editorial illustrated by a big cross glowing in the sky. And it's one of those things I thought, oh, well, wait, this is going to be a pro-religious editorial of some kind in the New York Times. No, the headline says, I don't want to see a football coach praying on the field. There's actually a really easy way to defend what you don't want to see and for you to avoid it. But we will get to that and to more about January 6th and the upcoming meetings and that and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hello, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Well, then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain and acid indigestion. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Call 800-7 793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. And mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Balance7.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.